morning. I am actually going to be talking about a curriculum that was developed for preschool-aged children in childcare settings, and it encourages children to eat fruits and vegetables in a variety of different colors. I would also like to acknowledge my co-author, Carolyn Dunn, from the NC Cooperative Extension. And I have no personal relationships to disclose. So, with the prevalence of overweight 2 to 5-year-olds increasing, and the amount of time that children are spending in childcare increasing, childcare centers are an optimal setting to include curriculums that teach children about healthy behaviors. Color Me Healthy was developed in North Carolina by the NC Cooperative Extension and the NC Division of Public Health. The program was developed for preschool-age children in childcare centers, and it encourages healthy eating and physical activity. And majority of the lessons predominantly focus on fruits and vegetables in a variety of different colors. Color Me Healthy comes in a toolkit, which includes a teacher's guide, picture cards, a music CD, and classroom posters. There are 12 interactive lessons in the Color Me Healthy program, and majority of them do focus on colors of fruits and vegetables. And all these lessons are outlined in the teacher's guide, which looks just like this. It's a spiral-bound notebook. And it lets the teachers know specifically what materials in the toolkits that they need and the step-by-step instructions for how to administer the lesson to the children. An example of some of the sets of picture cards are up there, where on one side there's the color green, and on the other side there's green fruits and veggies. Another example of a card is red, with red fruits and veggies. Another set of picture cards shows where fruits and vegetables grow. For example, on one side there's a fruit or veggie, such as an apple. And on the other side, it shows where it grows on a tree. There's peach up there that also grows on a tree, or cantaloupe that grows on a vine. There's also 6 imaginary trips in the Color Me Healthy program, which these are pretend or imaginary field trips, where the children pretend to do something active and they pretend to eat something healthy. There's also a parent component in the Color Me Healthy program, which consists of take-home newsletters and also interactive parent-child activities that coincide with the interactive lessons. So since this program predominantly focuses on fruits and vegetables in a variety of different colors, we wanted to evaluate this program and see if children who receive Color Me Healthy increase their fruit and vegetable consumption in the classroom. So we had 17 childcare classrooms that were located in Boise, Idaho. These classrooms were randomly assigned. 10 received the Color Me Healthy program, and 7 acted as comparisons. There was a total of 263 children involved in the evaluation. 165 received the program, and 98 were controls. And the Color Me Healthy program was implemented over 6 weeks. Children received 2 circle time lessons and 1 imaginary trip per week. So, fruit and veggie snacks were distributed to the children at 3 time periods. At baseline, so before the program began, the week after the Color Me Healthy program was complete, and 3 months after the Color Me Healthy program was complete. The fruit and veggie snacks were given to the children on 2 separate days. So one day they received a fruit snack, and one day they received a veggie snack. The fruit snack consisted of 4 purple grapes, 4 cantaloupe chunks, 4 pineapple chunks, and 2 strawberries. This was equivalent to about a cup. The vegetable snack consisted of 3 baby carrots, 2 celery sticks, 2 cherry tomatoes, and 3 broccoli florets. And again, this was equivalent of about a cup. And all of these fruits and veggies are presented throughout the Color Me Healthy program in the different lessons. So to determine how much the children consumed, the fruit and veggie snacks were weighed before they were given to the children. They were then placed in individual containers with the child's names on top. After children had the opportunity to consume the snacks were removed out of the containers and weighed again. And the percent of the snack consumed was then calculated. So results for the veggie snacks. The children who received the Color Me Healthy program consumed significantly more of the veggie snack at follow-up time period. The Color Me Healthy children are in blue, and the comparison children there are the green line on the graph. You can see at the immediate follow-up, the children who received Color Me Healthy consumed around 62% of the vegetable snack. whereas the children in the comparison group consumed around 32%. And at the three-month follow-up, children in the Color Me Healthy group consumed around 71% of the vegetable snack, whereas children in the comparison group consumed around 34%. So same thing with the fruit snack. The children who received the Color Me Healthy program consumed significantly more of that fruit snack at the follow-up time periods compared to the comparison children. At the immediate follow-up, the Color Me Healthy children consumed around 90% of the fruit snack, whereas the comparison children consumed around 58%. And then at three-month follow-up, there was a slight drop-off of about 10% among the Color Me Healthy children, and they consumed around 80% of the snack, and the comparison children consumed around 65%. So even though there was a slight drop-off, there still was a significant difference between the Color Me Healthy children and the comparison children. So data is often nested. For example, in the current study, we had children nested within childcare classrooms. The classrooms are randomly assigned, but we collected our data among the children. These nested structures often violate the assumption the observations are independent. And the use of traditional regression techniques can yield biased estimates. Hierarcholinear modeling is a regression technique that can take into account the nested structure of data, and you can look at variables within the different nested or the different levels. So for our study, we had a three-level hierarcholinear model. At the level one, we had repeated measures, which was our fruit snacks over our three time periods. At level two, we had child variables, which was gender and the time the snack was served. Some of the snacks were served in the morning around 10 a.m., and some were served in the afternoon around 2 p.m. This varied because it was just the classroom's normal snack time, and it varied class by class. At level three, we had our classroom variables, which was group assignment, whether the children received Color Me Healthy or if they were the comparison group, class size, how large the class was, and then the percent of low-income children in the classroom. And for our model for our vegetable snack, we found that the only significant predictor that predicted vegetable consumption over the three time periods was group assignment, whether the children received Color Me Healthy or not. And in this model, about the Color Me Healthy children consumed around 42% more of the snack at the follow-up time periods compared to the control children. The model for fruit snack, we had two significant predictors. Again, we had group assignment. The children who received Color Me Healthy consumed around 12.7% more of the snack at follow-up time periods compared to the control children. And also for fruit snack, we had when the snack was served was also a significant predictor. The children in the morning consumed more of the fruit snack than children in the afternoon. I talked to the teachers about this, and we really don't have a clear-cut explanation of why this happened with fruit and not veggies. If it occurred with both of them, we thought, well, maybe the children are not consuming enough food at breakfast, and they're hungry again at 10, but this only occurred among fruit, so I really don't have a clear explanation of why. So in conclusion, childcare settings are optimal settings to include curriculum that teach children about healthy eating, and the Color Me Healthy program did influence fruit and vegetable consumption in our childcare centers. And currently, we've been working with a lot of Head Start centers throughout Idaho. I work with Blue Cross of Idaho's nonprofit foundation, and we provide the Color Me Healthy program at no cost to childcare centers throughout the Idaho. We go in, we train the teachers on how to administer the program. And currently we have around 1,800 children that are receiving the program in Idaho. Majority of these children are in Head Start centers throughout the state. And the other thing that we have done is to enhance the lessons in the Color Me Healthy program, we're also giving each classroom a gift card to a grocery store to where the teachers can actually go and purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. So for example, as they're showing the cards red, the teachers can also have the option then of going and purchasing 1 to 3 red fruits and veggies to also include and enhance these lessons. We also encourage the teachers at the end of the lesson to cut the fruit and veggies up into small bite-sized pieces and allow the children to try them. I've had great feedback with this. I've had teachers tell me that children who would normally never try broccoli in this instance. The other thing that we're doing that I'm really excited about, we have several of our Head Start centers that are actually going to have a garden this spring too. And the children are actually going to be involved in tending the garden and watching the fruits and vegetables grow. That's it. I think I stayed within my time.